Since this will air after Tuesday's voting, I don't need to babble about whom I think you should vote for. I can say it'll be an interesting general election if certain incumbents won their Democratic primaries. Sheriff Kiki Vigil's popularity plummeted this year within Dasso, in his party, and with people who dislike sexual harassment or employee lawsuits. But I expect his name recognition, money, and political clout will have gotten him through, with four challengers splitting the vote. If Vigil won, many Democrats are starting to wonder whether to vote for him or for former Sheriff Todd Garrison, the Republican. Both men stumbled badly in office. If Vigil lost, Democrats should unite behind Eddie Lerma or Kim Stewart, who drew from quite different sets of voters. In the PRC, Dems had a clear choice between incumbent Sandy Jones and challenger Steve Fishman. Neither was as evil as his opponent painted him to be. Most Dems assumed they'd vote for the Democrat in the general election. But for many, PNM's late funding of a PAC attacking progressive PRC candidates likely weakened that assumption. PNM is a regulated utility. It spent $440,000 in the past 3 weeks on New Mexicans for Progress, which bought television commercials and mailers for Jones and Linda Lovejoy. So soon after some close PRC decisions that overruled hearing examiners in PNM's favor, that looked pretty bad. Legal, probably, but bad. I hope Steve won, but as I've said often, Sandy has some ability and a lot of experience. He does recognize that solar and other renewable energy sources are important, and he can get things done. I just wish he weren't so close to the utilities. Here, too, I'm guessing that some folks who'd check the Democratic box automatically most years will take a long, hard look. One of the most critical races is for U.S. Congress. Among the Dems, Social Torres Small has probably won, but Mad Hildebrand put up a gutsy fight. However it turned out, Mad deserves high praise for jumping in early to challenge Steve Pierce and for running a strong campaign. She's neat. Whoever won, Democrats need to unite to win back this seat. Each woman is a candidate to be grateful for. Among Republicans, Monty Newman seems the favorite with the most money, but Tea Partier Yvette Harrell grabbed the hearts of many conservatives. Both she and Newman expressed their great love of Donald Trump. I especially want to express appreciation for two candidates I voted for but am guessing will have lost: Billy Garrett, running for lieutenant governor, and Bill McCamley, running for state auditor. Each does his current job with special integrity and dedication. Thanks, guys.